All right, season 3, episode 2 of the Coronavirus Quarantine in College podcast, CQC. We got a huge episode today. Our friend Jackson joins us to talk top 3 movies to watch during quarantine, top 3 snacks to eat during quarantine, and the top 3 video games to play during quarantine. The debates get super heated, super juicy, but it's everything you need to know on what to do to entertain yourself and satisfy your hunger during your time in quarantine. But, as always, a message from our sponsors. All right, episode 2 of The Beginning of the End, the Coronavirus Quarantine and College podcast. Alex and I are back, and we have our good friend Jackson back with us, so we're glad that he's back. Jackson, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing okay. As of right now, Ohio has been put on lockdown, so Jackson and I are on lockdown at our houses. Alex, what's up with New York?
They just shut down all non-essential businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Liquor stores still open.
Yep.
Same in Ohio, maybe.
I'm drinking my claw right now.
I got my beer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not drinking anything right now, but...
Well, it's a huge episode today. I think it's going to be a good one. We're talking top 3 movies, snacks, and video games to have during quarantine. So not necessarily like the top 3 of all time, but like the top 3 movies to watch during quarantine. You watch one, all right? Shut the fuck up. All
right.
Top 3 snacks to eat during quarantine and like top 3 video games to play during quarantine. But also, there's a lot of videos going around of people from, like, online lectures and, like, conference calls at work, like, from work from home, just doing stupid shit. And it might be one of the funniest things going on the internet right now.
I saw one of a kid smoking a bowl.
I just saw that one.
He's just like, can you please stop? Can you please not? He just kept doing it.
They're in the middle of the conference call, and this guy just, like, lights up his bong, and he's like, Miles, stop. Oh, man. I don't even know if, like, that one's worse than, like, the ones of the people that are just, like, completely naked on their webcam and don't even realize it, which is the one that we tweeted out from our Twitter, @really_badbets. We're still really bad bets on Twitter, so follow it. But, yeah, that one, I don't know what's worse, like, doing drugs on the webcam or just being naked and not realizing
that guy that just, yeah, the guy that got up, walked away, and the professor's like, hey, make sure everybody is clothed, please.
And he just turns around and just stares at the camera with his dick out.
I would never. I don't know anybody that would have the balls to do that.
No, we might have to do it once we start online
classes.
Just be
completely naked, dude.
Sorry, anyone else could see this.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was on pause. I saw one where the girl like picked up her laptop and just went to the bathroom, and she, like, took her laptop with her.
Oh, I saw that.
She, like, put herself on the webcam, just peeing on the toilet.
Jesus.
I don't know. What do you guys think is worse? Would you rather have someone see you, like, watch or hear you, like, go to the bathroom, just see you completely naked, or just doing something, just doing drugs on
the
camera?
Okay, well, I wouldn't do any of those things while I was on the webcam, so I feel like that question... What would I rather not see is probably, I don't care about the drugs. I'd probably rather not see some dude's dick swing
around. That's a lot.
I'm talking about you personally. Like, what would you rather have happen to you?
I'd rather be naked.
Guess I'd rather be naked.
I think that's best case scenario. You don't want to, like, on top of, like, being naked, have things coming out of your body.
Could you see in that
video? Well, no,
video?
She was sitting down, so
exactly.
It's a girl.
So, like,
but like we're not girls.
Imagine like setting up your laptop on the back of the toilet, just angling the camera guy while you take a piss.
Just pissing right into the toilet.
That'll do it.
Oh my god.
Or like put the camera in the toilet.
Damn.
Just piss on it.
Dude, this is literally just us hanging out right now because we can't fucking see each other.
Yeah, it's so delayed too. You're
mine's,
like
mine's my, not.
FaceTime, it's probably just my connection, my bedroom.
No, you're responding actually very, very quickly to me.
No, I think it's just the video. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the video. Speaking of which, Alex, the video. You're we can't really see your body. Are you wearing anything?
I got a shirt on, and then I do have socks on.
Oh, and interesting.
No.
Nice.
Thanks.
I'm glad I've seen two bulges in the matter of the first 5 minutes of this podcast. Oh my god.
I'm Princess Leia.
Oh my god. This is why we did you say I'm Princess Leia?
Yeah.
Hey, great transition. Alright, top three quarantine or movies to watch while in quarantine.
Are we starting with movies?
Yeah, let's start with movies, because, you know, we're talking all about right. Star Wars.
Are we starting, like, with our number threes and then working up?
Yeah, start with your number three. Let me go look
at the list. Jackson, go ahead. Take us away.
My number three, I don't really like the movie that much anymore, but it makes me appreciate me being alive and me not being a part of making this movie, and that movie is Nacho Libre.
Yes. Yes.
Nacho Libre is—it's something. It was
no
fun
spoilers.
When I was 13 when it came out, 12 maybe.
Yeah, this is a spoilers podcast, by the way. So
yeah.
If you haven't seen the movie, sorry.
And it's kind of culturally insensitive. Every time I said it to someone, they're like, "No, Jack Black's kind of Hispanic," and I said, "Dude, you know straight." You know straight up, Jack Black is not Hispanic. Not one bit.
What makes him look Hispanic?
Huh?
What makes him look Hispanic?
I don't know. That's what people always try to tell me, that he's Hispanic. And I said, you are a fucking liar.
Oh my god. Dude, I always wanted to try like the corn on the stick that they have so bad. With like, I don't know if it's like butter or mayonnaise with chili powder, but it looks so damn good.
I think it's butter.
It's probably butter, not mayonnaise. That's like, that's such a heartwarming story. That's a great movie.
If it was Jack Black, it might be mayonnaise, though. He is quite obese.
Yeah. His artery is pretty clogged.
He's going to die in a few years.
Damn, don't say that, man.
Did Jay predict it?
No, not yet. our Grim Reaper.
Resident Grim Reaper.
That's a great one. The mood is down in quarantine. That movie always gets the mood up, gets some good laughs. That's a good one.
Thank you, I appreciate
I like
that.
Alex, what about you? What's your number three?
My number three is a Korean movie.
Uh-huh.
It's on Netflix. It's called Train to Busan. Have you seen it?
No, I don't
watch Korean movies.
No, it's actually pretty good. It's a zombie movie, but you have to read the subtitles. It's pretty thrilling. Great.
I refuse to watch movies that I have to read.
Are you serious?
Really?
I love subtitles.
I frequently
I like
turn on subtitles.
When I speak in English.
I choose.
Dude, why?
I have no problem with subtitles.
I'm watching a movie. I'm not reading a fucking book. If I wanted to
so
read
what's the point of having the subtitles?
No, I like
if it's in English.
I like the subtitles.
Then you have to read it. You're contradicting yourself. Yeah.
I don't always have to read it, but if I need, but, all right. So say
like
for instance, I miss
like
something, right?
Okay, like a backup.
Yes, and I can just read it real quick, like right there. But for those movies that don't speak English,
I understand that. Like when the conversation's
okay.
going,
all
and
right,
like one of them starts talking quietly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit kind of sucks. I pretty
I
much always
guy.
Watch everything with subtitles, just because like I don't have a tiny brain.
Yeah.
No, I mostly just use it as like the backup too. I don't like solely read the subtitles. But there's people who are like, "Oh, if there's subtitles on the screen, then I can't focus on the picture." And it's like, "What are you talking about? If you don't know what they said, just glance down real quick. Like, yeah. You shouldn't be just like, you should be capable of like looking at the images without forcing yourself to read the subtitles if you're listening too.
I dated this girl and we would always watch Criminal Minds and she would always talk through the whole thing, so I always turned the subtitles on.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hope she doesn't listen.
A little backstory.
I bet she doesn't.
Hope she sees this, bro.
Oh, by the way, we are in.
Hope she sees this, bro.
Our podcast is in multiple countries now, by the way. So we are in the United States, Germany, Netherlands, Canada, and Australia. So shout out to all you listeners. What's that?
I want to know what they're like. There's like, guys, I found this really weird podcast.
What did you
guys give it a listen?
I don't know. I don't know who they are or what they're doing, but I appreciate them and we love you guys.
What if the one from Australia was Hunting?
Wait, Alex, you didn't even tell us what your movie's about.
Oh. Yeah, I did. Okay, so it's about I'll explain it further. So these two parents are separated, and the one guy's like a businessman, and all he cares about is his work, and they have a daughter together, mm-hmm. and the daughter is supposed to go see the mom, but the daughter's at the dad's, and so they go take the train, and then the zombie apocalypse starts, and they have to try to get from one city to another, and he ends up sacrificing himself for the daughter, even though throughout like the whole movie it kept showing flashbacks of every time like he ignored her and whatnot.
How the fuck do you not know the zombie apocalypse is coming? Like, but I feel like if it was going to happen, we'd know about it. I feel like you just don't get caught up in it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Like, when
let's go outside.
What I tend to do when I watch movies...
Let's not go outside.
Like, yeah, I know.
When I watch movies, I tend to, like, get caught up in the plot and not really pay attention to, like, the details that are more inaccurate.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that. So, like, that's not even something I ever thought about. That's why I could never be a movie critic, because, like, I just don't think about... I don't think about movies critically like that.
If I like a movie enough, like, I'll go back and watch it again, and then you kind of pick up on, like, all the little things that you missed the first time.
Well, yeah, you pick up on the little things, but I don't... Mm-hmm. I don't see them as wrong or right. I see them as, like, a creative, like... or difference.
Yeah. Kind of, so for my number three, kind of going off, like, all those little things, and it's more of, like, it's definitely, like, a rewatch type of thing, and mine is also kind of a cheat, because it's a couple movies kind of combined, but it's the Marvel Infinity Saga, so just all the movies they have out right now. So, we have all the time in the world, nothing to do. If you're somewhat into any of the superheroes, you might as well just start watch them in chronological order. And if you've seen them before, it's, like, cool to watch them back because you kind of pick up on things that, like, in the very first Iron Man that, like, come back into play in Endgame and things like that. So we have all the time in the world, so you might as well just figure out how to stream all those movies and take a day or two and... do that.
A lot of stuff's free now. I mean,
yeah, a lot of the streaming services are just like just doing it for free right now, including Pornhub.
Are they?
That's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Premium?
Yeah. Premium's free right now. Let me tell you, premium is free right now. You just gotta put in your email and card, but it's free. Yeah, but I don't know. I've always been a huge fan of those movies before, so now that, like, I have all the time in the world, I can, like, go and just kind of watch them in order. So for someone that's, like, a super nerd about that thing, about those kind of things, that's, like, that's fun for me to do.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Talking about Pornhub?
No, I was talking about Marvel.
Oh.
I might go watch all the Harry Potters tomorrow.
Ooh. I'm going to go watch all of... Bella Danger's videos in chronological order.
They're all S's, though.
What?
They're all S's. All she does is squirt.
So?
So there's no alphabetical order.
No, I said chronological.
You said chronological.
Sorry. There's one video she has where she looks just like one of my ex-girlfriends. And it's kind of sick.
Well,
bro, all right, Jackson, what's your number two?
My number two movies? this one's a three-part movie, a trilogy, if you must, and it is the Kung Fu Panda saga. The first Kung Fu Panda has me rolling at all times. That, like, it is, it's so
another
funny.
Another Jack Black another movie. Jack Interesting.
I didn't even think about that.
Maybe it's really so what's your last one? School of Rock?
No, it's not School of Rock. no, but I don't know. It's just something to do with this big fat panda. And I think the fact that his name's Poe and he is becoming the Dragon Warrior, he's against all odds.
Mm-hmm.
He finds out that the secret ingredient to what he has to do is just him, you know?
It's just him.
He starts using his gut, you know? He starts
embraces his fatness.
He just really embraces who he is, and he you know? He wins against all odds.
I love that message.
That's something we should all do.
Mm-hmm.
It is something we should all do.
Within this quarantine, everyone should just really take some time to reflect and realize that the only thing that you need is you, and you are good how you are.
Correct. Except, dude, I've been eating very much, and I'm getting fat.
Jacob, where are you?
I'm in the house.
You're in Akron?
He's in the library. Yep.
No, I'm not. I'm quarantined in this house. No one
can leave. You're at the like octagon table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I could see the parking garage behind you. I was like, are you in my room?
I should have had not been funny.
Yeah, no, really funny. Kung Fu Panda is a really good pick because, like, I remember I was at the house the other day and we were trying to play Mario Kart and Kung Fu Panda was on the TV and I kept getting distracted and forgetting to start the race. So,
yep.
That one definitely gets a stamp of approval.
Yes.
All right, my number two is not actually a movie. It's just a YouTube video, but I think it themes well with everything, and it is about movies. GQ has this video out, and they have this guy that used to work at what?
Nothing. Keep going.
No, I don't want to.
Dude, your first pick was a Korean movie, and your second pick's a YouTube video?
No, but it's good. So this guy from the CDC goes through all, like, all the pandemic movies and talks about like the inaccuracies about them. And I think it's cool and it's shorter. So if you don't have time to watch a movie,
what's it called?
It's on GQ's page.
Okay.
They have like a whole series about, they take like someone from a profession and then movies like about that and they like point out the inaccuracies and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I guess that's kind of cool. I mean, my picks kind of start to turn into that a little bit because my number two is Outbreak. It is trending right now on Netflix. I forget what year it came out. It's a little bit older, but it's basically about how like an Ebola-like virus like broke out in Africa, like in like the 70s or something, and they basically just nuked the village. So. They thought that they wiped out the virus, and then it ends up coming back and coming to the United States and spreading like crazy. And, I mean, it's obviously, like, fiction and, like, dramatized about how bad it is, but there's some weird similarities. Like, they set up, like, the emergency medical tents in parks and stuff and shut down cities, and it's just cool to watch right now, I think. So, I enjoyed that. I actually watched it last night. It was like, it's obviously like way over the top with the whole disease, but it was cool to watch. So definitely
sounds like
that's a great pandemic movie to just throw on.
What do you know around what year it came out? Because I know Contagion came out like 2004.
Yeah, I think Outbreak was in like the 90s. I'll double check.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's anywhere from 98 to 02.
Yeah, you could definitely tell by, like, how it was filmed that that's, like, when it came out. But they have a really good underlying plot. 1995, by the way.
Oh, really?
They have a really good underlying plot of, like, how the government just wants to cover up their mistakes with it. So they just try to, like, kill all the people that have it. I don't know. Little interesting. Things to think about.
Um, So the other day, I think it was the first day of quarantine, we watched a movie, and it's not on my list, but it was Kong Skull Island.
Oh, I love that movie.
I've seen, like, the first King Kong with Jack Black, obviously. I just, no matter what I say, it all comes back to
me. It was not that funny, honey.
I don't know what's happening.
You're calling Jack Bluffs and Hankins.
Jack Black actually sponsors the podcast.
The first movie was really good. I actually really enjoyed that movie. And this movie, it was different, you know? But it was good. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but...
I have.
What is your number one, then?
My number one? The Shrek Saga.
Oh, my God. That was almost my number one.
Dude, they took it off Netflix.
I know.
Really?
Like, what are they thinking?
I have it on DVD, if you guys want to come over.
I'm not coming to New York.
It's probably on Hulu, isn't it? I have Hulu.
I would have to imagine. I totally understand. But for the people, why is Shrek your number one?
Well, Shrek is always going to be a classic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Shrek's ever... It's never not going to be funny.
Right.
The combo with Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy.
Fantastic combo.
Yeah, no, I agree. Then you had Antonio, what's his last name?
Banderas.
I mean, he's puss, you know, and, I don't know. It just keeps getting...
Great soundtrack.
The third and fourth one are okay.
Hallelujah's on that soundtrack. Every song in that movie's so good.
Yeah.
All-star.
It's a cold and it's a lonely
Hallelujah. Sorry, we don't need you to sing. It's okay.
I put on Smash Mouth on YouTube, but my mic is plugged in, so I don't think it's recording. So if Smash Mouth is, like, blasting over our audio right now, I'm sorry. I'm just gonna pause that.
Alright, my number two is
number one. Wait, should we take bets on whether or not it's an actual movie?
I have a feeling it's an actual movie, but I feel like it's gonna be a really shitty movie.
That's kind of the bet I was gonna take.
Okay, well, sorry, I took it.
All right, so it's a Planet of the Apes reboot series.
Oh my god! I don't know.
Dude, I actually like the first two. I haven't seen the last one. I enjoy the first two.
Alex was sitting in his room making his list, being like, "What's the most random, stupid shit I can come up with?"
That's what went through my head.
I cannot respect your decision to put that as your number one. Because the only good Planet of the Apes is the one in, like, 01 with Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, that's, like, the standalone one.
I like the first one with James Franco.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
I do like the first two.
Yeah, what do you think came in at the end and, like, shit got weird?
And it kind of goes along, because it does have, like, a disease background with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like herpes?
Yeah. You know,
like corona. But like worse. It's like a Corona-bola.
Corona-bola herpes?
Yeah, something like that. Hepatitis maybe.
Oh, okay. Tom.
Right.
Yeah.
What is it? What's your first?
Oh, my number one. Absolute
banger. Wait, should we take bets?
Take bets.
Should we take bets real quick?
I'm gonna... Sure.
You're not gonna get it. Because it's not, like, my all-time favorite movies. It's, like, my top three movies to watch during the pandemic.
I'm going to guess Titanic.
I was thinking along the lines of that, too. I'm going to go with a Tom Hanks movie.
Oh,
that would have been a great pick. Like, the one, what is it, Stranded, or when he's on the island?
Castaway.
That would have been a great pick.
The best Tom Hanks movie of all time?
No, that's not what we said. The best one to watch during quarantine.
I understand that, but I've never watched that movie willingly. It's one of the worst movies of all time.
What?
It's literally just him in a volleyball on a fucking island for the whole
thing. There is so much more than that.
But dude, that's exactly what quarantine is. It's just you and your volleyball just hanging out. That's why it would be such a good movie for quarantine.
I don't know.
I didn't even make that connection until you said it again right there.
Yeah.
I had to watch it in sociology, and I refused to watch it by myself.
Really?
It's Tom Hanks' worst movie.
Wow. I think it's his best.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
I don't think it's
or Forrest Gump.
Well, obviously you can't I don't think it's his best, or anything like that. But no, my number one movie to watch during this quarantine is World War Z. An awesome action movie about like basically an infectious disease that breaks out. It does turn everyone into zombies, which luckily the coronavirus doesn't do. But you got Brad Pitt fighting zombies, being a detective, tons of action. And those zombies are scary. Like, if those zombies were a real thing, we'd be fucked. So there's there's consequences in that movie. There's consequences. So I like that about the movie, where it's not like the zombies aren't just lazy walking around, you know, non-threats. Yeah. So it's a great movie to just turn off your brain, pause all your stress, and just get lost in a little fantasy world that's somewhat similar to your world.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Great analogy.
Thank you.
That movie's kind of like...
My phone fucking stayed plugged in, damn it.
Kind of like what?
It's kind of like Titanic.
How?
Because no, I see what he's saying.
Please explain.
A lot of people die.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and there's water in both.
There's water. let's see. I bet the movie starts off very calm.
The lead's a male.
Oh, that is a good point. The lead is
a
male.
And then it just goes downhill to rest.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt have starred in movies together.
And they're both blonde.
And they're both gorgeous.
That's true. They are so hot.
They're good looking.
How cool would it be to be those guys? Damn.
Yeah, very. We wouldn't be on this podcast right now.
No, we would.
I wouldn't change places with anyone right now.
It's on YouTube for $2.99, so I might pop that in tonight. It's on Hulu for free. I have Hulu, so guess what I'm doing after this podcast, boys? Watching my number one movie, World War Z.
Honestly, I might watch it again too.
Which
that was one of the movies I had to watch with subtitles on because it was with my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that sucks. Which this actually transitioned.
She bought it on Prime though.
What a bitch.
Imagine
having an Amazon Prime account that you could just buy movies on and then getting kicked off of it.
Let me tell you, that is the biggest heartbreak.
How did you get kicked off?
Yeah, she kicked me off the other day. She put a passcode to rent things now.
Damn.
A long time coming, and she just decided to do it now when I can't do anything but watch movies and play video games.
Right? That sucks.
All right. With all those movies, you're going to be busy watching all those movies that we just talked about, so you're going to need to eat some snacks.
Indeed.
And this segment is brought to you by ButcherBox. The best way to get all your quality... No, I'm kidding. We don't have sponsors.
What? What happened?
We're talking snacks. We're going to reverse order now, so I'm going to start
reverse?
This one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going in reverse.
Yes, we are. The perfect snack to accompany the movie.
You're the second person regardless. Point.
The perfect snack to accompany the movie, which is my number three snack, is popcorn.
That's fucking lame. Oh,
and I, hang on. I marked down on my list. You can see I marked down popcorn, and then I wrote any kind. So,
nice. Oh,
I had
good
not
stuff,
only
dude.
Just regular yeah. buttered popcorn, but like nice, cheddar popcorn with the caramel corn in it.
Oh, good call, dude.
Thank you. The white, you know, the white cheddar thing. Popcorn. Dude, it's so good.
Have you ever taken dried miso and shredded it on popcorn?
What?
Have you ever taken miso paste and dried it?
What's miso paste?
Okay, you get
miso honey! If I'm being honest, I thought you were going to do that, Alex.
No, miso is actually an actual food.
All right, well.
Damn. Are you guys hating on my popcorn pick?
I don't know, man. That was so generic.
It's not the best snacks of all time. It's the best quarantine snacks. All you're correct. Doing is watching TV shows and movies all the time. Popcorn goes perfectly with those. Also, it's very easily readily available.
Until you talked about it.
Exactly.
I feel like popcorn goes with every movie. You can't just be like, oh, I'm watching this movie in quarantine.
Right.
Just because I'm watching it in a quarantine, I'm going to eat popcorn.
It does go with every movie, but you're watching so many more movies since you're in quarantine, so you're going to eat more popcorn.
I don't know.
All right, whatever. My number two is Hot
Pockets.
You guys
are fucking dumb.
Hot Pockets are sweet. Take 2 minutes in the microwave. Just had one. think yesterday. It was pretty good. It was the steak and cheddar. Yeah, lots of different flavors. I think my favorite's the Philly cheesesteak one.
Oh, that was no, good. you like the really brown meat ones, huh? You gotta go like pepperoni pizza, just the classic.
Okay, yeah, those are good too. But
ham and cheese is underrated.
I do ham like cheese, ham and cheese.
Fantastic.
They ham also have fun. A they have a jalapeno ham and cheese.
Oh, yeah. So kind of like. Oh,
kind of like the Arby's well, be, ham
yeah,
and cheese.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
With jalapenos
yeah, except that's
on
with
it.
Roast beef.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be sick if Hot Pockets like did a collab with like a fast food restaurant, and there was like Big Mac Hot Pocket?
I don't think so.
No.
Fish Filet Hot Pocket.
Now we're talking. That would be the grossest thing of all time.
I would tweet that right now.
Jackson and I are both incredibly like disgusting people who eat just the most garbage foods, and for us to both say that a filet of fish Hot Pocket would just be horrendously vile, let's just burn that idea.
Yeah, that is saying something. We try a lot of shit.
Oh, and I love fish fillets.
All right, my turn.
Yes, get this kid out of here.
My number three quarantine snack with a movie or without.
No, it doesn't have to be with the movie. It's just snacks.
Okay. Things okay. To snack on. Waffles.
Oh.
My thing with waffles, you can just waffles, baby. You can
no,
just
no. I like that.
Is that influenced by your number one movie, Shrek?
Kind of. It's more. Yeah, I guess so. What I like to do is I like to make two waffles, and I like to make a new little sandwich with like some jelly and some peanut butter.
Ooh, that is good.
That's really good. You can put some chocolate chips on them, some blueberries. Mm-hmm. You can chop them. You can just put them in the syrup. You can pour the syrup on it.
Ooh.
It's.
Or like yeah, putting like when you that. Make like two waffles and put like a sausage patty between them, mm-hmm. kind of like a McGriddle but with waffles. That shit's good too.
Yeah, that is good.
Damn, that's a great one.
I have Eggos in my freezer. I might have to whip something up.
I have very off-brand waffles.
So these are like post-breakfast waffles. This is like afternoon waffles.
This is you can eat waffles whenever you want.
At any time of the day.
So, but if you eat them in the morning, that's just breakfast though. That's not a snack, you know.
But I
so like what kind of waffles are you eating in the afternoon or evening, you know?
Chicken waffles.
I did have some of those today. I have these frozen chicken tenders that I made up today, and I just put them on top of the waffle, put some syrup and butter on it. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Okay. I like that. That's a good
anybody
one. Here? Yeah, my number two is cheese curls. Not to be confused with Cheetos. Not to be confused with Cheetos. Cheese curls are incredibly different. Actually, you know what? I kind of fucked up. They're cheese twists, I think.
Oh, man. You don't even know the name of
it. No, this is almost as bad as my movies were.
I'm going off the rails here, boys. I kind of forget the name.
Popcorn and cheese twists.
I kind of forget
cheese twists.
I forget the name. They're either cheese curls or cheese twists.
God.
But they're not Cheetos. But they basically are Cheetos, but they're like Cheetos before Cheetos were invented. They're in the clear bag, you know? With
like pork rinds?
No.
Pork rinds are good.
I had a couple pork rinds the other night. They're in a clear bag with like it says cheese twists like vertically on the bag. And then the top of it, the bag, is orange plastic. I don't know. I've had them my whole childhood.
Pork rinds.
So good. But not to be confused with Cheetos. These are cheese curls. And they taste so much different.
I think
so
you've said not to be confused with Cheetos like six
ooh,
times.
Maybe
I haven't confused them once.
Maybe they're corn twists. Are they corn twists?
Corn twists?
Yeah.
Man, you are just losing me.
Oh, they're corn
right,
twists.
My number two.
They're corn twists. Boys.
Okay, my number two. Alright, so we got all this time. You ain't got really nothing to do.
They're made by Dandy.
Okay, I'm
hang
talking
on, hang
about...
on, look. That's the bag.
I have never seen this in my life.
Nope, not once.
Oh, man. Well, boys, when we are out of quarantine, I'm going to get you some
two,
corn twists.
My number two, you get a little crock pot, you get some stock, you make some beef stew. You had all this time. Man. Stew takes a while. Come on, you can't knock a good bowl of beef stew.
Man, I bet you had a lot of beef stew growing up, huh?
I actually probably only had it like a handful of times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
You guys have shitty fucking snacks.
Dude.
Beef stew, that's a meal, bro. What are you talking about? That's a dinner.
You can snack on beef stew all day, bro. Just make like a full crock pot.
Make it a meme.
No one eats like...
It just didn't hit.
What?
It's actually...
You cannot tell me you seriously just eat beef stew as a snack.
No.
All right.
You're saying between lunch and dinner, you just pull just out a bowl of beef stew?
I wasn't thinking snacks, I was thinking foods.
Well, it's not foods, it's snacks. That's different. Okay, you can't choose a whole dinner as a snack. Hey, my favorite snack is Thanksgiving.
My favorite snack is a Big Mac meal. Go off.
But a medium fry, because it's only a snack.
Of course.
He's leaving.
Okay. Whatever. I'm going to jump to my number two.
Yeah, do it.
Now, when I say this, just wait.
Just so everyone knows, Alex left because we bullied him.
Yeah. My number two are nachos.
Okay.
But I'm talking about the poor people nachos.
Oh, Tostitos with shredded cheese?
Yes, sir. You throw it in the microwave. Mm. Let it melt, and then maybe throw some sour cream and salsa on it.
Oh, my God.
If you have guac, put it on. That's I don't have guac. Just don't buy guac.
Yeah, I don't have guac.
But I think it was about 11:30 last night. I went downstairs and made a plate of nachos. And it was quite refreshing.
That's big time. Yeah, I remember coming home from school all the time in, like, grade school, getting off the school bus, being like, damn, I'm hungry. And I know mom's still at work, so I could sneak a nice little hearty snack in. I throw a bowl of, put a bunch of the Tostitos scoops on a plate, just load that sucker up with shredded cheese.
Yes, sir.
Pop it in the microwave. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Poor people nachos. Big time. That's
best.
A great one.
Thank you.
That's only your number two?
That's only my number two.
Damn. That's going to be...
My number one is quite amazing.
That's going to be hard to beat, man. That's going to be hard to beat.
I know. Well, not really, because this... Okay, wait. I'm just going to jump into my number one now that we're talking about it.
All right. Now, I'm trying to get Alex back in here. I'm trying to figure out how to get him back in.
So my number one, it's not a food, but I consider it a snack. It's not something I eat or drink at all times. And that is root beer.
Oh, interesting. A liquid snack.
A liquid snack. It's some after, you know, I wake up and I eat my breakfast slash lunch with my coffee and or my milk, whatever I'm feeling that day.
I love milk.
I do love milk. I am a big milk guy. The milkman, if you must.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I usually let my stomach settle in about an hour or two. I crack open a nice cold Barks root beer.
Well, we were talking, I love root beer. I know you love root beer. But we were talking last night about how we both love milk. And yep. we are the milk boys. Welcome back, Alex.
All right, my number one is beer cheese. I'm thinking because a lot of people are already drinking. It's a good snack to have, like pretzels and whatnot.
He just left again.
This guy's a con artist.
Oh, man. But yeah, me and Jackson are the milk boys. Dude, I said it before. I'll say it again. I'll say it till I die. You're outside shooting hoops in the summer, maybe cutting the grass, doing some yard work. Forgo the cold beer when you come inside and substitute it with a cold glass of milk. And
yes,
I promise you, you will feel so good, so refreshed. It's amazing.
I don't know. I just feel like I get judged for my milk drinking.
Dude, I drink glasses of milk, like, whatever. I had one with dinner tonight.
It's awesome.
Dude.
When I was growing up, it was either milk or water, and I wanted some substance.
Right. My mom was always like, you can't drink pop at dinner. You get milk or water. So I would drink milk, and it just kind of became like, you're eating food? You drink milk.
Exactly. And it's not bad for you. It strengthens your bones.
It's great. Love milk. But, yeah, root beer, great choice.
Thank you.
Were you a big root beer float guy?
Honestly, no. I mean, like, yes, if I had it, if I had both at the same time, I would make one, but I would never buy one.
Okay, I get that. Like, I think, yeah, it's weird. It's kind of weird if you buy one, but like, yeah, it's totally like, I don't know. It's like normal to, it's okay and acceptable to make one at home. Little frothy treat. But yeah, buying one at like an ice cream store is weird.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But Wendy's came out with some good root beer floats.
Did they?
They were frosty floats. Oh, so okay. It was interesting. They're actually, I don't remember. I remember them being good. I remember trying it. But yeah. My number one, and this, look, I clearly under-delivered on my first two. but this one is a heavy hitter, I think. Okay. And that is Girl Scout cookies. Ooh. Now, this is the perfect time for Girl Scout cookies and pandemic to just do a collab. And look, they did. You order the Girl Scout cookies a couple weeks ago or months ago or whatever. I don't know. The orders are just starting to come in. My dad came home from work the other day, had a box of Girl Scout cookies. He had Tagalongs, Thin Mints, Do-Si-Dos. He didn't have Samoas, which I don't know how many people like, but I love the Samoas.
I love Samoas. It's probably my favorite.
Yeah, they're my favorite too. But the other ones he had were really good. And so, you know, all the time I'm walking through the kitchen, I see the box. You know what? I brushed my teeth a few hours ago, had a couple corn twists. Now my breath's a little stinky. I'll munch on a Thin Mint to clear it up. And that's just how it works during quarantine. Great quarantine snack. Great cookie in general. I had a couple Do-Si-Dos with my glass of milk after dinner. Here's what I did, dude. I put Do-Si-Dos in my glass of milk. Scratch that. Here's my process. I took the glass. I put 3 Do-Si-Dos in the glass. Filled the glass with milk up to the top of the Do-Si-Dos, and I let it sit for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes while I enjoyed my company of my family. And then after about 5 to 10 minutes, took my fork and I stirred it up, and it became like Do-Si-Do peanut butter cookie milk. And it was so damn good. It was like, I don't know how to explain it. It was amazing.
I used to put Oreos in a bowl and just have some milk over top of it, and it just turns into a cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is very good.
Yeah, I've done that with Oreos. All
right, Tom, I guess we should move on to the...
I guess. I just texted Alex to come back for video games, but, you know, we'll see. If he does, he does. If he doesn't, we move on.
Goodbye and good riddance.
Yep. Oh, look who just decided to come in. Look at that. We just started video games.
Jetpack Joyride, an old phone game, brings back a lot of nostalgia. It's a fun game, lots of stuff you can do. Number 2, Call of Duty. Warzone just came out. It's kind of like Fortnite and Apex, except it's Call of Duty, so it's a lot cooler. Number 1, Minecraft. There's endless things you can do on Minecraft. Lots of fun. You can play with your friends online. You can play by yourself. You can play survival. You can play creative. Build whatever you want. All right, see you guys.
Bye, Alex.
All right.
All right, someone's upset that we bullied him.
Yeah, he cannot take the heat. Get anyway. Over it.
No one said podcasting is going to be easy.
Exactly. All right. My number 3. So I just brought my Xbox Trace Santa. Is that how you say it? Trace Santa 360. I don't know. I'm fucking stupid. And I have FIFA Street for it.
Ooh.
FIFA Street is, I think, the last one came out in 2012. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying FIFA Street's my number 3. I'm just saying FIFA in general. I'm a big FIFA guy.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah,
you're good at FIFA.
I haven't played it that much in the past few days because I've been playing a lot of my number 1. I'm not going to say what it is, but you can guess. But, you know, if I'm sucking at my number 1 game, I'll go back and feel a little better, at least tie a game in online FIFA. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel pretty good about myself.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's about it probably.
All right. About you. Cool. So since these are for the quarantine, these aren't the top 3 video games that I play, but my number 3 is Mario Kart, and whether it's on the Wii or the GameCube, that's just because you're in quarantine. You know, you should be locked down in your house, not doing anything. And you're going to be there with probably at least a couple other people. So if you get tired of playing video games by yourself, you can fire up the GameCube, fire up the Wii, get some family fun going. Yeah. Oh, Mom, you could come in. Hello. We're podcast. All right, you don't have to show that it smells.
Is it Jackson?
That is Jackson.
Hi, honey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm good.
Am I on the podcast?
You are.
Nice.
What's your number one movie to watch during the podcast?
Outbreak.
Nice, that was my number two.
That was his number two.
Yep.
Nice. Also, Top Gun is always a classic.
Top Gun. Oh, I forgot about Airplane. All those movies. Have you ever seen those, Tom?
No.
Sleepless in Seattle, because people in Seattle are right now sleepless.
That is true.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Right?
Nice. If you have anything else you want to say, you talk into the mic a little bit. We're also discussing our top three snacks for quarantine and our top three video games for quarantine.
Oh, it's definitely chocolate chip cookies.
My number one was Girl Scout cookies, so.
Same brain.
Yeah, clearly.
Scary.
Clearly.
What was the other, and the favorite video games? I don't play video games. Yeah. However, I do play Euchre.
Oh, the card game.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank God people can't see you on your podcast, right?
No, we're not video recording this one.
Because this is not pretty.
Oh, it's either.
Oh, I mean, yes it is. Come on.
No, oh, okay, Jackson. I'm so glad to see you. And you
I'm
look
happy
good.
To see you too.
And
Thank
thanks
you.
For having me on your show, guys.
Oh, of course.
Turn
no
off
problem.
The TV when you're done.
Okay, I will.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Bye, Aileen. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right, that was my mom. Yeah, that's kind of crazy that she said two things that are on my top two for each.
Well,
interesting.
I think alike. Sorry, that was over the top.
That was not over the top. You're good. Okay. Yeah, you're good. We'll decide if we want to. We'll keep that in. That was kind of weird. She goes, oh, Outbreak. Oh, that was my number two. Oh, cookies. My number one. Interesting. But yeah, you're Mario Kart, there's people Mario around. Kart. It's a great way to get everyone involved and keep gaming.
Bro, I might play that tonight and try to beat all the time trials and break records because I'm a savage at Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Okay, my number two game, I forget what I had. Let me look. Oh, kind of like yours, except it's a spinoff of Mario Kart, but it's but Mario Party.
Ooh, I haven't played that yet, but everyone keeps talking about it.
I love Mario Party. I had it for the N64, or I did it, but my cousins did, and we would always play it growing up. Now we have Switch. It's a lot different, but I still win most of the games, contrary to what everyone else says. I don't know. It's fun. You can play up to, I think, four players, unless you have more controllers, but we're poor. It's pretty fun. A lot of mini games. Roll the die, see how many spaces you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice party game.
I've never played, but I would definitely maybe after this I'll come over. We could hang out and maybe play a little bit.
That'd be fun. I would enjoy that very much. So
yeah, my number two is The Sims. Really any version of it, computer. If you have it for a console, which I never have, I've always played the computer version because my sister has it. But it's definitely just like a time-consuming game where, like, you don't really have to think much. Obviously, you're, like, building a house or a city or whatever, but controlling the life of your sim. Obviously, sim stands for simulation. So you're kind of playing God, I guess, in a
way.
Not
to be confused with simp, which is Josh Nozel.
Ooh.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yes. Say it loud and proud. But yeah.
Josh Nozel is a simp. Okay, that's it. Go.
All right. But yeah, I don't know. That's like a good game to just suck away a ton of your time. So Yeah, that's probably my number two.
Okay, my number one, it was Alex's number two, and that is COD. I'm not terrible anymore, you know.
No, guess, you're definitely getting better.
I guess you've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to do, and, you know, I live with three or four people right now. We can just all hop on together. You hopped on a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
I'm about to hop on after this.
So am I. We can link up.
Hey, see if it works. Maybe we play a game or two.
Maybe we shall. Yeah. I just love screaming at my TV for things that I can obviously control. Saying it's lagging, saying these people are camping. It's just not fair.
Mm-hmm. Even if he's not camping. He totally was that time, though.
Correct. Yeah. He's being a prick, and I'm going to call him out for it. It's just one of those things I enjoy doing. I love making my blood pressure go up.
Oh, yeah.
Sucking at video games.
Yeah. The only reason I didn't put it on my list here, it's one of my favorite games of all time, for sure. Especially this new one. This new one's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of the... I don't know. I can't... For me, I could play it for, like, an hour or two, like, max. But I can't sit down for, like, more than that and play it. Like, earlier, I was just getting so frustrated with it. That's another thing. Like, it's a really... For me, it's a really aggravating game, so it really boils my blood, and I can only take so much of that, and either I get off or I punch the TV, so.
I don't play it nonstop. Usually what I do, so since I have nothing to do, I've been waking up from anywhere from 10:30 to like 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of when I wake up, I make some food. I watch some TV while I eat for about 30 minutes after, and then I go up and play COD for probably about 2 hours, and then when I start to get mad, I take a break and I go eat my next meal. And
maybe usually a snack. That
time, yeah, snack or a meal, and usually that's around probably like 4-ish. Come back, wait till about 6 to play till about 7:30, eat again,
mm-hmm.
and then see what happens the rest of the night.
Yeah. Oh, I've been sweating.
Are you naked?
No. But my shorts are stuck to the leather seat on the cushion. Did you hear that?
Yes.
I had to rip the cushion off my shorts.
Jesus.
I don't know why I'm sweating so much. It's so hot in my basement.
All right, Tom, what's your number one?
My number one is Lego Star Wars, The Complete Saga. Yeah.
I'm pissed I can't go home and get it.
Oh, dude, you can't? Like, not only, like, that's one of just, like, the best video games of all time, period. And so, it also just transitions so well into this because there's just so much you can do in the game. You get to play 6 whole movies. I don't know. Did they come out with a new one that has all 9 movies yet?
I don't think
they,
so.
Well,
I
they will. They will.
Well, they haven't... I don't think they have Lego Star Wars for, like,
yeah, no, they do. They have it individually for the first two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So eventually it'll come out, but it's definitely one of those games where you could just sit down and play it all day, like, until completion. Maybe take a break here and, like, eat a snack. Maybe some corn twists or whatever it is. Maybe some nachos. I don't know. Whatever fancies you. Maybe some Hot Pockets, I guess, if you're Alex.
I have every Lego Star Wars game for my PS2 back mm-hmm. home, but my mom said I couldn't come home and bring my Northeast Ohio germs home with me.
Yeah, that's fair.
So maybe when this all starts to get a little better, I'm going to go home and get my PS2 and get my Sly Cooper and my Jack and Daxters.
Ooh.
My Lego Star Wars, my Lego Batmans.
Yeah.
I think I have Lego Indiana Jones too, which was
I had Lego Indiana Jones. It was interesting.
It just wasn't Lego Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to be. Especially like in Complete Saga, how you could like make your own character. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my cousin would always just sit down and play it all, like play one of the movies all in one night. We'd stay up because I didn't have a memory card.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, because I didn't have a bedtime. I was going to be like, ooh, sick.
No, I had a bedtime. I mean, like, not on the weekends, though. If I had a sleepover with my cousin,
yeah,
we would just play it. But we would have to play it all in one night, or else we would go for 3-4 hours for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
usually fall asleep around 4 or 5.
Oh, the good old days.
Wake up for church at 8.
Yeah, the good old days, man. Yeah. All right. Well, that'll probably wrap this up. Thanks for joining us.
I had fun tonight.
Yeah, I did too, man.
We are sorry that Alex was a little crybaby.
Yeah, well, that's his fault for not taking the list seriously. Or yeah, maybe he did take it seriously, then it's his fault for just watching Korean movies.
Yeah, Korean movies ain't beef stew as a snack. You can't really get behind that.
What the hell is this guy doing in New York?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was so serious about the beef stew thing. I thought he was joking.
I thought he was too. I thought it was like a prank. Like,
he goes, I'm serious. You guys don't like beef stew? I was like, well, I never said that.
Right, I just don't eat it as a snack.
I feel like talking about it just makes it seem like a meme. I feel like beef stew is just, you can't eat it as a meal anymore.
It's just stew.
Yeah, just call it stew.
I don't know. You don't eat stew as a snack. It's a meal. You eat it for dinner, and then if you're going to eat it again, like as leftovers, it's like for lunch or dinner. Like, you don't just eat it between those.
I don't just casually snack on any sort of soup or stew.
No, it's normally part of the meal.
Indeed.
All right, well, typically Alex says adios to close us out, so do you want to do that for us today?
Can I say it?
Yeah, say it.
Adios!